We're good. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakening to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And today, my good friend Kelly Hampton is back with us. And she was just saying that the first time she was on the show was 2014. So we've been doing this a long time together, right? So I'm so glad that Kelly is back with us. And today we are talking about healing through star healing intergalactic energy. And so some of what we're going to talk about is, you know, we're going to talk about this star healing intergalactic energy and the benefits of it. We're going to describe how this Pleiadian modality uses light language. We're going to share, or Kelly's going to share, how the modality can turn back aging in humans and animals, and what the purpose of etheric angel wings serve when placed energetically, and how can a person or animal use them? Why do we need an updated chakra system? And how this modality helps the rainbow indigo crystalline children and young adults, what the key codes are and stargates and how they are accessed during the healing. We're going to talk about how star healing opens your heart to universal love to allow more love to enter in, the various levels of the modality, time travel, and how star healing allows souls to do so. And also Kelly's going to share a mini healing using star healing intergalactic energy. And for those of you who don't know Kelly, like I said, we've been doing this together since 2014. So a long time, but just in case you don't know, she is a second wave Pleiadian here to anchor the Christ grid on earth. She is an international teacher and healer, an advanced channel and gifted medium. She's also the author of three renowned books from Archangel Michael, Into the White Light, The Revelations of Archangel Michael, 2012 and Beyond, The Truth from Archangel Michael, and her latest, Healing Wisdom for the Animal Kingdom. She's the founder of the multiple 5D to 12D groundbreaking healing systems since 2010, including Star Healing Intergalactic Energy, Star Healing Equine, and Star Healing for Small Animals. So she's also the founder of Ascended Spaces for Creating Abundance and Dominion, the Angels' New Astrology System for the New Millennium. And she certifies practitioners worldwide in these ascension systems and leads 5D retreats to power spots around the world. Oh, I remember she went to one in Italy. Oh my God, I so wanted to go and I just, you know, couldn't make it happen. I was so disappointed. She has appeared alongside many of the world's most recognized teachers, and she has a new line of powerful light language digital prints called High Vibe Creations that are infused with light language for your home, and they are absolutely beautiful. I see them on Facebook, I see them on Instagram, and they are absolutely beautiful. I say, like, she's so talented. So Kelly, I'm so glad you're here back with us to share a little bit more about the Star Healing Intergalactic Energy. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me back, and your kind thoughts and about the digital prints. You know, it's I planned this content because it's been a while since we really dug into the modality, and so some people certainly have experienced some of it. Some people may be completely new to it, but it is a large portion of the work that Archangel Michael still asked me to do. And so I thought, as I say, it'd be a good idea to dig into it more fully for newbies, those that might have already experienced it. And that's what we're going to be doing today.
I love it. And so, yeah, there is so much to talk about today, plus during the process, there's, you know, we have a lot on our plate today, Kelly. So where do you want to start? Because I know that we want to share a lot and do the process, plus share a little bit about the package as well.
Well, I'd like to reserve maybe 15 to 20 minutes of, if we can, for the processes. Let me explain what Michael guided me from the modality to share with everyone. If you've just come on, we're not going to start with that. I just want to kind of place it in really everyone in Alara's kind of mind there. So Michael, you know, told me what, because I asked him what he'd like me to share today. So as we do a couple of these processes closer to the end of our call, I thought, you know, after each one, maybe we open it up to the group to share what they saw, felt, didn't. Again, it's not that your channels need to be open and but, you know, I thought sharing can be insightful for everybody. So that's why, you know, with that sharing time, and it might be approximately like then. So if, you know, I can talk on this subject for hours, and we really not set up to do that. So maybe, you know, cut me off after, you know, an hour. So we can leave ample time to talk about the special offer and as importantly, the mini healing that we're going to do. So again, if you just come on, we decided that I'd like to do elements of star healing intergalactic energy near the end of our time. In the event that you might be releasing and or integrating and not quite as 100% present, if you will, at the top of the call. So that's what we, you know, decided, you know, over the years, by the way, tens of thousands of people now have experienced it, largely, not exclusively, of course, through my own efforts, but also through the efforts of the practitioners I've trained. And we'll talk more about that when we get into the offer, because part of my purpose is still recruitment. Michael makes it clear. But within the system, there are a lot of conceptual things that a lot of times in past calls, I don't think I've really dug into before. And that's what we're, you know, intending to do today. So if I can just keep going, what I'd like to share with everyone is it is a modality that it's a Palladian modality, although there are other light races involved, but primarily, you know, I'm a Palladian. The Palladians are usually present when we work with the session. There's no denigration, of course, of the energy if a person's halfway around the world or an animal's halfway around the world. As Alara mentioned in the intro, you know, it has extended itself for a decade now into small animals, equines, and so, you know, certainly there's practitioners that are trained in that, and it, you know, it's extended itself. Also, there are various levels, even though it's a very profound and deep level healing. And the reason for that primarily is based on a very simple, I think, concept, and that is Michael likens it to eating at a, you know, gorging yourself at a buffet. You know, why gorge yourself at the buffet? And also the analogy is, if you're wondering why is it so powerful, did Michael share with me three different protocols? And that's because of the various densities that relate to a person, animal, or the space they're living in. You know, the visual Michael presented was, you know, if you have a leak in your house, you know, is it a gusher for the tool to fix it, all the pipes broken everywhere, or is it a little drip? And so again, there's a couple of reasons why, even though it is significantly, I would call it significantly powerful, that's why the levels are there. And we'll talk about that a little bit in a moment. It is a modality that uses imagery. I'd like to just move into a little bit more about that if I can now. And so whatever image Michael asks a person, or if I'm working with Michael and it's an animal, I conduct the session very much the same. And so do the practitioners. We act, you know, even though a practitioner, or I mean, I can hear the animals, but let's say, you know, someone else, you can't or something, we still speak to them with the same imagery that Michael presents for people. So if the archangel says, and we'll do some of this later specifically, if Michael says, imagine that you're an onion with too many layers, that's what it is. I mean, that's what you would see if you have your clairvoyant channels open. In other words, imagery throughout the modality, it also is a spiritual truth, I guess I'd say. You know, it's not like I embellish something. And the reason Michael likes to use imagery is to involve people more in their sessions generally, or animals. We'll just focus on, we'll use the word people for everything, I guess. And so, as many of you know, guided imagery can by itself can be used to strengthen our immune systems. It has its own positive effect on the immune system. Michael says a greater number of disease-fighting cells can show up, blood pressure can lower, anxiety reduces, imagery or visualization. That's why so many energy healers and, you know, work with it. So it's certainly one aspect of the modality that can be a Michael says it can be a drop in stress hormones, a boost of feel-good hormones. So that's one aspect of the modality. Another aspect of the modality is to use sound. And of course, many of us know sound healing by itself can be very transformational. The way that Michael introduced the modality to me, by the way, this might be interesting to some folks. Real brief side note here is that in 2010, I was sitting in an airport in Rhode Island, I believe, waiting for my flight with my laptop. And I had a couple hours layover, and Michael, I guess, decided, A, I had nothing to do, and B, it was time to tell me what to do. So I'm in the middle of, you know, the airport, sitting on the floor, I think I was, you know, typing away, transcribing what he started to tell me. So in any event, since that time, by the way, there's no form or fashion that makes it outdated in any way. You know, it's been updated as many things are, and it will continually be updated. And well, the updating is done pretty seamlessly, really. It's been updated through the WaveX period. It's been updated through the number of sacred geometric shapes that are involved, and it gets updated in many different ways. We use particular sound, and you know, for those that have not used sound or not familiar with it too much, we use the sound through different tuning forks in a first session, second, and a third. And let me go back to this for just a second. Of course, over the years, many times there is instantaneous healing with an individual. Someone might have cancer and the tumors are very much smaller if they're not gone the next day. And there are many, many other examples. At the same, those are what we might call, you know, when someone has that level of dis-ease within them, or huge states of depression or whatever it may be, huge and disabling addictions, those things can and do occur. More often, however, benefits are more gradually, can be more gradually brought into a person, and they are an animal, just stated that way. And they can continue for decades. That's why this idea of longevity comes into place. And we'll talk about that in just a second. So not everyone, if you're listening and you've experienced either by myself or a practitioner, a different level of the, level of first attunement of this modality, and you're wondering if a second or a third would benefit you, they're different in many different ways. Different grids are accessed, different tones are accessed, different techniques, let's call them, I guess, techniques are accessed. And sometimes people don't have what they might know to be a physical or emotional need to return, but returning can help further open channels to all knowing and all seeing and all of that. They can open channels. They can help facilitate time travel, and we'll get into that in just a second. And so some people have certainly, if there's not a need for those things, they might return to have, you know, even deeper, let's call it knowing, or having greater capacity to have the channels that were blocked by the Anunnaki to all knowing and all being. And it is still my belief that even though there is so much, so much talk about ascension energies, that certainly Michael refers it to an ascension system, but we're not just elevating the DNA. We're doing many more things, of which I'm going to be describing for everyone. And let's see, where was I going with that? Oh, the use of sound. So when we use this particular sound, and we use that sound primarily through tuning forks, by the way, they create calmness. They do, and we'll be doing something for calmness in a little bit later in our call. But they create a special interview interval called the perfect fifth. In sacred geometry, it's drawn as a five-star pentagram. And we use the five-star pointed field also. In my mind, when someone comes to the modality, I invoke them on the table as if they're in a star-shaped position. That's another relevance of the five star pentagram. And the human systems can help come into alignment with the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. That's partly why we use tone, although there's probably many other reasons why tone is used that I don't really, probably not even fully aware of. One thing we wanted to talk about also was, well, let's start at the top of our list. You know, the benefits are limitless, really. It's, I don't know, I need to list them all, but they're limitless. You know, it's not like Michael said, the Palladians are going to help this, that, but not this and that, you know? So, you know, how quickly you, a person or animal integrates what they do in the speed of light, because that's how quickly they do the work, whether they do it through light language, whether they do it by having a mothership over the space with a beam of light, laser light kind of thing going down into the person to help them, or whether they do it in a multitude of other ways that are too vast for me to know and interpret. If they do it through moving the tinctures that are used in every level of this modality, again, how quickly someone integrates that depends on factors. And primarily, as I say, most of the factors depend upon the density of the person, the animal, and or the space that they're living in. So I don't know that I need to, you know, single out benefits. Let's just suffice it to say again that there wasn't an exclusionary list there when the modality was downloaded to me. Let me see what Michael has to say exactly about this, if I may. Oh, if and when all of mankind comes to a place of full love, the neurons and protons and electrons that comprise the human DNA will automatically transform. It was with divine wisdom that we were called to help your planet remove and replace old worn out chakra systems, as you may replace tires on your car. This is most easily done through tone, certain light tones. We use this tone in the star energy system, particularly to impart ascension light codes and do it seamlessly. He goes on to say, and is in the beautiful way that Michael speaks, stars burn themselves out and die, so why wouldn't the human and plant and animal chakra systems also burn out from living through decades of energies outside of love? So when someone, you know, if I happen across to see an old like poster of a, of chakra systems, you know, that, you know, those placated cards that are in a shop or something, well, you know, I don't understand it really. because I don't know exactly when the light beings up do the change up and make better and expand our chakra systems, but they do. They either do it by turning them into silver, turning in them into silver and gold. Sometimes people see this, sometimes I know it, sometimes it's not known in a session per se, but understood as part of it. And so Persimony is an intergalactic guide, and she basically has said the same thing. You know, stars burn out, chakra systems burn out, healing modalities that once were, you know, high enough to do the job, you might say, or not, excuse me, or not that way so much anymore. So to that point, I would also like to say that if you're listening yourselves, I'd like to very much make it known that it was originally designed as a modality for the younger children and adults a decade ago or so, even more than that now, because the Archangel said it's high enough to reach them. And he's talking about, of course, the indigo, crystalline, rainbow, diamond, blue moon, who am I leaving out, souls, including our pet friends, that have entered in already with their DNA, probably in this form that I would, you know, help mold it into. But they still need integration. And so far as I know it, every animal or young person, younger adult that I've ever worked on, when we get to the DNA part of it, their fifth dimensional DNA still isn't fully formed and integrated the way Michael wants it done. So there's usually always still some manipulation in that. And so if we're not using the words indigo, rainbow, et cetera, then we might be talking about what the world might call a label. It's just a concept, frankly, and not, I have to say it somehow, but the souls that are on the Asperger's spectrum, or what we call on the spectrum, and the ADHD souls that don't even exist in countries outside of the USA, et cetera, et cetera. What we're talking about are animals and people, you know, that have come in vibrating higher, but they still need integration. And so when souls like that are brought forward, animals too, younger animals, and if you're listening, and if you have nieces, nephews, and your own children that, you know, are in any of those energetic, let's call them patterns that I've tried to describe here, the modality was set up for them particularly so it's high enough to reach their high vibration. And then of course Michael said in the same breath, you know, help everyone. And so pretty much the modality is open to anyone of any age. Pregnant women, if someone is expecting 5 months in their expectancy with no complications, and I think the eldest person, well, again, I don't hear from all the practitioners, but let's just say in their mid-90s. So it is my, you know, hope and desire that, again, if you're listening and you have younger nieces, nephews, whatever, that may have some, you know, unusual, special, wonderful traits and uniqueness about them, but they still need to kind of function in the world where we have it now. Very much, I hope you consider the modality for them. So what does updating a chakra system do? It allows for ease of telekinesis, teleconnection of all types, including but not limited to time travel, for the purpose of spreading love within other dimensions outside of our own. If a person is filled with anger, resentment, these are Michael's words, and remorse and so on, their systems will eventually totally die away, a slow cosmic death. Everyone on your planet will have Earth time to choose. Would you prefer to do the work unaided, or would you prefer to have immediate speed of light assistance? So in updating the chakra system about the ease of telekinesis, again, Michael still feels it's the only modality that removes the codes that were placed in us by the Anunnaki, and that he describes more fully in the second book Alara mentioned, 2012 and beyond. But, you know, if we're talking the word codes for just a second, there were many codes that were placed within humans that fall outside of love. And so, again, sort of seamlessly interwoven into the levels of the modality, we work to remove them. And the codes he's talking about are codes like resentment, jealousy, anger. We're not the polar opposite really of what we now sometimes refer to as star codes, light language star codes that are on the opposite end of the spectrum, very healing and expansive. So with sort of the advent, I guess I'd say, of the use of star codes, if someone is presented to me and they and Michael, I know, of course, what to do during a session. Some of that's facilitated by what's on a person's intake form. That's one element of that confidential piece of information. You know, if to help really gain a greater insight, there's many, 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 many techniques for specifics, hearing loss, arthritis, pain, immune systems, really the list goes on and on. And so if that isn't present in a person or an animal, then like a whole set of things don't have to occur and they wouldn't occur. So the intake is something that's always been put into place. And I don't know that many modalities really even have that piece put in there. Laura probably knows much greater about that than I do, but in any event, what was I talking about now?
We're talking about the star codes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So it is a very busy little system, whatever level we're talking about. And however, if Michael wants me to use some star codes in a session, he'll tell me, and then I use them. That's really all of that. In fact, if Michael comes to an any level session and wants something specially added or done, of course I'm going to do that. And I usually share much of what I do with the person again, so they can have the healing benefits of imagery. Again, if someone, you know, interprets the three triangles of healing, and I suggest that they're crystal, imagine three crystalline triangles, but they see them as pyramids or something, for example, then of course that's how it's to be presented to them. But some other key things about the modality I'd like to share with everyone, and that is, what do Atlantis and the Hollow Earth have to do with the intergalactic system? And so I think by now most of your audience is quite well informed, you know, and but the way we access Atlantis in this modality, by the way, is through the use of a conch shell, which makes the modality creative in many different ways, but not just the tools that we use. But the conch shell itself is used in every level of every session, whether it's for an equine or what have you. If it's for an equine, we have the conch shell, certainly, and whatever tools and gems that we might use also in safe places. But we do use some gems. It's not a heavy concept of the modality, but there are some gems that are present. But we use the conch shell to help that individual or animal connect with the high frequency from the civilization thereof. Also, by connecting people through that shell to the hollow earth, we're drawing from the power of Atlantis, and that can bring deeper connection, conscious connection to all matter, whether it's interdimensional and to what Michael calls the subatomic particles that are still resonating within. Said another way, the system is increasing knowledge of many concepts that were traditionally kept hidden from humanity. The other kind of unusual, I guess we'd call it, tool we use in this modality is the open chamber nautilus shell, which represents the golden means. We use it energetically in the DNA transformation. We also use it when we talk and move into, more than talk, but you know, when we actually implement a person in a second attunement to time travel. And the purpose of time travel, as we stated pretty briefly a minute ago, is to spread that may not be consciously in a person's awareness. That's when it's, certainly there's time travel that's nefarious, so we're not talking about that. You know, we're talking about time travel with the intention based in love. And so the quick explanation from Michael of time travel and its benefits is to allow a human or animal to travel back and forth, forward in time, into parallel realities to spread love. The Nautilus shell is the engine that facilitates this. And again, sometimes my experience is you know, an individual is quite consciously aware of where they're traveling. I remember one time there was a young boy, maybe he was 10 or 12, something like that. And he would be an example of a younger soul that still needed integration. Okay, so His mother brought him forward, and he were on his second session. And so the shell was placed there, and it immediately took him back to a time when he was a disciple of Christ, because he told us this. And he went on to explain quite a lot in a very moving and profound way about the work that he did, and the love that was spread there then. And, you know, it was really quite moving. So in second level attunements, you know, we do use that for this reason. And Michael reminds us that the concept of time travel is nothing new. It's ancient. I don't know how much your audience or you know, we know about that, but, you know, he says it's as ancient as the stars themselves. By connecting with the fields of limitlessness, an individual transmutes any and all fragments of fear to travel in time. This is regulated time travel under the watchful eye of a trained professional. That'd be me. Traveling in the wrong hands, again, of course, it's not healthy. So in the context of the modality, many times a soul's desire is to continue to spread love supersedes the confines of our fourth dimensional world, which I think is hugely profound. If we think about that just for a minute, you know, a side note, I guess, but I think most of us have much more love within us than we show. I could be wrong about the most of us, but, you know, a lot of the disease, let's say, aside from codes and attachments that, you know, we may have picked up, can pick up very easily, and, you know, is not making that full expression of love. You know, I think we all probably have more of that within us. And quite assuredly, from Michael's perspective, some of that, a large part of that, is subconscious. So that's how we facilitate time travel in second level sessions. We talked about, I think we mentioned, we were going to talk also about.
Well, did you talk about the angel wings, the etheric angel wings?
No, I'm going to build up to that.
Okay.
But we could do that right now, because it's pretty fascinating. It's still fascinating to me, because I certainly don't know, unless I ask, I don't know, folks, you know. And it used to be, when I was first starting out, I asked all the time, you know, everything. Can you imagine, right? You know, and so I wasn't listening to my, you know, I had no real life to myself. But in any event, what purpose do etheric angel wings serve? Because anyone that comes to this modality, any animal that comes, that's one of the core things that Michael once constructed. Second attunements, by the way, we also revisit this, and sometimes in third level sessions, because the angel wings themselves can get damaged. I've seen them damaged, and I'll talk about that briefly in just a second. So what purpose do they serve? Michael says it makes total sense to us in the angelic realm that if I'm introducing a magnified 5D through 9D healing system like this one, that the return to source with the release of etheric angel wings is granted or given. Dimensionality is a term used to describe vibration. Of course, each dimension has a resonance. The release of etheric angel wings allows for flight. Well, there's a couple things that it does, okay? So one of the things it does is allows for flight. The angel wings are either placed or reactivated if a soul is an earth angel. And this I know to be true, of course, from experience. So if a person or an animal is an earth angel, I don't really, well, you know, I'm just working on behalf of the council, but we don't actually energetically place them. We can't usually just very gently, energetically open them up. Sometimes people will tell me that clairvoyantly they see the tips of angels poking out of their back, and interesting things like that. At least certainly they're interesting to me. And so otherwise, if that's not the case, then, you know, we go through a different, slightly different process to attach them, you know, to someone. I remember a story one time where a person had back pain in the middle of their back. And as soon as I kind of opened that area up, the back pain was gone. And of course, some people feel something in there and they don't know what it is. And it kind of goes on from there. So one of the things it does is allow for flight, as Michael said. Animals can be earth angels as well as humans. Without the capacity to fly, here's a key point to that if you're wondering, like, what is he talking about? Without the capacity to fly, many struggle needlessly through life. The wings can be used to avoid dangerous situations when they are used properly. Even if a soul or animal is unfamiliar and uninstructed in the use of their newly releasing angel wings through the modality, they can also be a means to connect with those on the other side. That's a huge thing, isn't it? It's remarkable, really, I think.
Wow. That, yeah, absolutely.
And I know I've never been specific with people before on this, not that there was any reason for that. He went on to say, energetically imprinting or releasing of the angel's wings have multi-purposes. It's a bit like answering the question, what benefit does the sun give us? For some, they allow the person to step into their full interdimensional angelic being. And they may be used as healing tools. Like some spiritual tools, they take practice. If an animal or person is able to share their knowledge during a session, that's the other thing he says, allow them to express. So that's another thing that Michael encourages throughout any level of the modality is that, you know, I, the practitioners, you know, we're to listen if someone has something to share. And that's really part of a small part of being an equal, which is really a part of ascending, you know, being equal teacher. So a lot of times that happens. It doesn't need to happen, but a lot of what I've learned and seen in cities of drawings of Atlantis or drawings of angels and the person with the wings and what they describe them to be like, you know, when they're placed, they should be very like, imagine something like big, full, billowing sails on a sailing ship. Oftentimes, when a person or an animal returns, let's say for a second or third session, Michael does want me to go over them again. And again, sometimes people see two sets of angel wings. Why do we go over them again? Because something in the life experiences caused them, what I say, to go a little wompy. You know, one can be larger than another. They can be torn and tattered like a flag in the wind. It's been in the wind a long time. They can be laying and draped down along a person's light body, you know, more like, you know, the drooping, you know. So they're very interesting to me. And they're really one small part of a modality that embodies very much. We haven't even talked about key codes and stargates yet. Back to the angel wings just for a second. Michael said most of the time they come on like windshield wipers when a person's in danger. That's part of what he said. He also said that a person can say, show me my wings. That's, of course, if they've been activated. And so he might even come in when we're done in just a second and teach us a little bit more about the angel wings, but having them is a means to connect with those on the other side. That alone in itself, I think, is really like a huge reassuring element, or certainly can be. Do we want to pause to take a question, or what would you like to do? Should I just keep going?
Yeah, definitely keep going, because I know I definitely want to talk about the stargates and all that stuff before we go into the process too.
Okay. Alrighty. So All right, let's see. Light language. Yes, of course, light's the word is intergalactic. You know, they use light language in a variety of ways. Sometimes people hear it. Usually the octaves are too high for the human ear, and an animal may hear it. And it's not important that a soul hears the light language that primarily the Pleiadians are using. But of course, it's going to occur in any and every level session, depending. Light language is normally tone incorporating languages of different Christed light races. They're soothing tones, if you, that they just are. They can, well, I've already covered that about emitting frequencies. Sometimes my clients hear the tones, many times they don't. Again, it doesn't mean if someone's interested that your experience doesn't involve hearing, feeling. I've had many clients that don't feel a thing while we're together. And I'm still sure that, of course, all the work's being done. So even though we use an intake form also, I will say this, we don't need to know every little old thing about a person, but it also helps guide me, at least initially. If someone has abuse history, it's like that gushing, you know, power thing or the use of star codes. Nothing can harm us, but we want to try to regulate anybody from going into what we might call a crisis release when you've got high intergalactic energy coming to them, you know, that. So that's part of what that first intake form does. And that is if there is abuse, and many of my clients have abuse history, amongst other things, but it's fairly prevalent. You know, there's a, you know, we want the energies to integrate more gradually, you know, so. I don't know how I got off on that tangent exactly, but I guess I did. Oh, just some light languages is from Sirius, some are from Jupiter, some are from Andromeda, some are from star systems, Michael says, yet unknown to many on your planet. However, at the same time, many star seeds know these tones and they expect them to be present in a system which is high enough to reach them. And of course, that definitely includes the animal kingdom. There are many, many animals, plants too. We're not really, you know, talking about that, but you know, they have come to Earth like many have seeded to do work. I saw a comment here about, so do we no longer need the chakra system? It's an upgrading that's done. That's what the Palladians, you know, it's an upgrading, really. It's not that that's not a need. Also, it's a system that works on polarity, attuning polarities, right or wrong, trust and fear of the future, happiness, discontent, tolerance, intolerance, gratitude, resistance. So when we, you know, live from our essence to achieve fulfillment on every level, moderating those frequencies certainly are also part of the whole plan or process, I guess I would say. Oh, key codes and stargates. Are we ready for that?
Yep.
All right. So some people, first let's start with key codes. Key codes are energetic portals to other dimensions. Same could be said in some way for stargates. But they serve to unlock material, which is most of the time I found unconsciously stored in the mind. And not all souls are animals to receive key codes initially, not at least in their conscious awareness. That's been my experience also, at least when we're talking about a first immersion into the modality, but not, there are exceptions. The facets to stargates, you know, they're portals from one grid to another. So in an interdimensional healing alignment between two points in interstellar space, that's angel talk, allows high vibrational energies to pass through long distances of space. Michael goes on to talk about the photon belt and, you know, but when we, when a person is, you know, one of the things that's experience in the modality is the creation of, for people, it's 25,000 sacred geometric shapes arising from the stargate energies, which are aligned through the galactic center. Animals when that Stargate energy portal is open for them, the number of sacred geometric shapes is like triple, 65,000 or something like that. For animals, it's a bit of a staggering a number, but it can assist in being more youthful on a cellular level. Your heart opens, your vibrations rise to assist you in the flow of the Christ consciousness grid. And so that those experiences, again, are one small part of what, let's call it a session, are like. People that are sensitive to these energies are able to raise their personal vibrations within their own energy fields. Again, then we start talking about the Merkaba field, bringing us closer to the galactic bodies. That's really what we're doing. I could have summarized it and be done probably 30 minutes ago.
No, we wanted to hear all that. That was great information.
You did? Okay. All right, great. Also, of course, we do grounding in the modality. You know, without connecting to Mother Earth's core, improvements are only temporary. So most of your audience knows, I think, that our brain waves are connected to electromagnetic waves of the Earth. And so in order to fully receive these higher frequencies that are coming to the planet on their own, aside from the modality that's in place to help facilitate that, you know, we need to be in sync with that. And that's certainly done as well. Otherwise, there's a lot of stress, anxiety, depression. The other thing in modality is many things. It removes fears. It removes past life soul fragments that, you know, when someone says to, or I, you know, kind of listen or come across some kind of something about a past life, you know, most of those soul pieces were not loving. In fact, the Archangel says 99% of past lives for human beings, those soul particles of those past lives are not loving. So said another way, about 99% of a person's soul particles pertaining to their past lives are removed at level one, leaving only 1% of pure love. And that's not necessarily a direct reflection on the person or animal. It's also interrelated to where Mother Earth was in her own ascension or dark planet history, you know, and what could be carried at that time. So I wouldn't overthink that too much. But the first time he mentioned that to me, I was surprised, you know.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And still am, I guess, to some degree. So one of the stargates, just to finish up a little bit about the stargates, one of the stargates that we create, and the stargate creates, you know, these multiples of thousands of sacred geometric shapes. And I wish I could see them all. You know, I haven't ever, if people are wondering. But part of the stargates, can you imagine 25,000 sacred geometric shapes in something where I stand in one position for about, I don't know, 3 minutes generally at the most. And so there's octahedrons.
How many come in at that time? 25,000?
Yes, yeah,
wow.
Yes.
Yeah, there's yes. No way you could see all those. Yeah, wow.
Animals, 65,000.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Amazing.
And they're, you know, always kind of moving and morphing, but nevertheless, a huge number. Mm-hmm. But the point I wanted to finish here is that it's not just sacred geometry. It's an angel stargate that we help facilitate. It's called the Sapphire Stargate, with Michael being the keeper of the gate. It's called the Gate of Divine Truth. Mm-hmm. So what holding the star does is allows the person to go through to get that particular vibration and hold it into their heart. So again, we're not even really talking about a third of what, you know, what goes on. Second attunements, if I can jump to that just for a minute, or could call them second sessions or attunements. Michael changes it in many different ways. A person should think about these as building blocks one upon another. Everyone benefits from a second level session. Everybody. I just know this. Third level attunements, the same could be said. There's certainly not benefits don't stop at the second level, but primarily, I haven't done very many of them. And I would love to think it's because the need wasn't necessitated, you know, but they're very unique. There's a platform that I follow. The tone changes, as I mentioned, a different grid is accessed, but it's very much, I'm led by the Palladians. They move my body, or I'm led by Mary, or I'm led by, you know, someone where, and they're very unique. You know, by the time a person or animal might choose to come to a third level session, it's custom. It's kind of like customizing your car or something. And that's the way it always has been. It's very unique. It might involve me using a crystalline wand and having the person imagine certain things from their childhood or drawing something. It's different and, you know, varies every time, but in the, you know, mentioning of the different levels, because the integration and the heart healing, it's really largely about the heart. Mm-hmm. Michael still wants a period of integration before a person or animal has another session. And that period is 45 days. So to be clear with everyone, that doesn't mean that is not to be confused with releasing time. Michael's talking about the time of integration of the Palladian frequencies. And again, that's usually almost always, you know, the protocol that I follow. So that's given enough time. In terms of longevity, I'd like, if we can move to that real quickly here, about how can the modality lengthen a person's lifetime. And again, I like to be tentative about this and not sound, you know, as though it's disbelieving. I'm just sharing with everyone what I heard from Michael. You know, I don't know that anyone I've worked with has lived long enough and will ever, and it's not important to me to know that, oh, I'm living a longer life because the Palladians detoxified my kidneys, you know, and certainly some will be disagreeing altogether that's not a possibility, but it's, you know, there's so many densities that limited us, you know, mm-hmm. past life fear, all the soul cords that were damaged that limited joy experiences. And there's a lot of different reasons for that, but it's for in the modality, it's pretty easy to do. Those are Michael's words. And that's, I don't want to say included, like, you know, it's, how shall I say, it's done rather easily and seamlessly through the modality. I think that would be the best way to describe that.
Right. So we can turn back aging in humans and animals.
That's what Michael says. And that's, you know, as I say, yet to be witnessed. How would that be, you know, validated? You know, does it need to be? No, I don't think so. You know, you either have faith or you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know.
But it is something to consider. It is one of the benefits.
But here's a point to be made about that. Going back to when Michael said benefits can come to everyone like the sifting of flour over time into days, weeks, months, even decades. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what he's saying in his own way, in a different way, you know? And right. So again, if the Palladians primarily, or we might say the great central sun God mind, you know, the energies at large or at will, if they're facilitating, whatever it may be, the immune system or whatever it may be for that individual, again, they're going to know more about you than what you put on your form. Let me say it that way. Mm-hmm. Also, right.
Good to know. Yeah.
Well, that's not to imply either that we don't know ourselves. Maybe that came out a bit incorrectly, but, you know, back to the intake per se, you know, I've had, you know, people will tell me, oh, I forgot to put it on my form, but I feel them working on my varicose veins. I feel them working on my gums. I forgot to mention I have receding gums. You know, these are, that's really the point I wanted to make there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes this, the stuff that needs to be worked on, we kind of know it's in the back of our minds, but it's not the most pressing thing, you know, in our consciousness at that moment when we're filling out the form.
Well, yes. And certainly, again, you know, some of the things are, maybe the word is innocuous, you know, certain things are done for everyone across the modality. Mm-hmm. Who's going to know that your soul cords are out of attunement?
Yeah.
You know, kind of things like that, you know,
yeah.
Michael knows, you know, and you know, what does it mean when they're reattuned and those kinds of things. So, mm-hmm. you know, there are intelligences greater than our own. Maybe we could say it that way, you know,
for
that,
sure.
help
yeah.
us.
Yeah, for sure. Greater than our personality mind knows anyways, for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So would you like to take a few questions or should I move to what I had planned to do today? Or you
sure,
want to talk about the offer or what?
We can take a few quick questions. I know that Linda, Linda's like, I had a question and she just got up. But Linda had a question and then there's some questions in the chat.
Okay.
Hi, ahead, Kelly. Linda. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
My question is, do you use somatic tuning forks?
I have no idea what those are.
They said that the somatic tuning forks are all of like 639, 936, 541 frequencies.
No.
Okay. And they're different colors and they deal with the different chakra colors too.
No, we don't. No, don't need to.
You don't need to?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, if Michael wants something new, he'll tell me. And I don't mean that.
No, I know. That's
but,
fine.
But because he has, you know, over the years, you know, I from time to time, I might ask him, you know, is this still valid or such and such and such? And sometimes over the years, he's added a few techniques, you know, pretty well and stated now we're copacetic. I can ask him right now. How about that?
That sounds great.
Michael, how about this, please? In the context of the modality, what about this, please? Not needed.
Not needed?
No, oh. He said not needed.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you use regular tuning forks? Are they colored? Are they
ones? No, okay. There's different tones for each level, and that's of course all regulated, you know, for reasons. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But they do the tones do change through each level.
Oh, they change through each level. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not measured by hertz or anything, right? It's just measured by frequencies.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay, cool.
I don't even know what a hertz is, Linda.
Okay. That's okay, Kelly. I'm sure Michael knows.
I know nothing. Okay, I hope we answered that for you. Thanks.
Yes, thank you, honey.
Linda, did you want to ask the other question about does it activate the Merkaba with this?
Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, honey. Does it activate the Merkaba?
Yes.
It does.
Yes.
Cool. And it spins it faster and faster is it better for ascension purposes then?
It's, you know, that Merkaba is one small part of the whole package, if I can describe it to you that way. I know I've heard correct me if I'm wrong. Sometimes, please correct me if I'm wrong, but sometimes the idea of the Merkaba, or that's how I say it, Merkaba. Is like it's its own continent, you know, like, oh, it's the continent of the Merkaba, you know, but it's, to me, it's all part of the same. And I guess I would just refer to what Michael originally said, it's interwoven and the tools we use help activate it. Sometimes people tell me they see it, you know, I learn also through expression.
Cool, because I always thought that the Merkaba when during the spin and in the middle between the two pyramids was where the time travel or the zero point energy field was. So you could do the time travel, and it was supposed to encompass the whole auric field and everything else.
I'm going to ask him about that, because what if that were the case, why would Michael want this Nautilus shell used as a vehicle for that? You know, so Michael, do you have something to add to this, please? On this, please. I just heard it's outdated knowledge.
Oh, okay. Sounds great. Thank
Again,
you.
I don't edit what I hear, and it just is what it is.
Okay. Thank you very much, both of you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for asking.
And then Pat Seibert had a question about, he said, I would appreciate a deeper explanation of Kelly's service of recruitment that Michael has asked of her that you mentioned earlier in the call.
It's rather simple. What I meant in that context was, well, he has two recruiting, well, there are two recruiting troops, let's call them. One is to recruit practitioners. Okay, in the modality to keep spreading it. Presently, there are, I added up last night, I think there are practitioners in 10 countries. It'd be swell and wonderful if that was 20 and 30, et cetera. The other recruitment Michael is not quite so intent upon, but I guess I would open it up always for everyone. He was quite intent in 2012, and that was the recruitment of souls to be in his light army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
So that's what I meant on that.
Awesome. Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Chanel, you have a question? You want to unmute yourself, Chanel? Yes, no, maybe so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'd like to know how... Can I find out? I think my dog is an earth angel, and she came here to like help me and look after me, and she gets me out of bed every morning. Mm-hmm. Can you look in? Can you ask Michael if my dog is a earth angel? Her name is Coco Chanel.
Oh, my daughter's favorite designer, by the way.
Mine too.
I'm happy to ask him about that. You know, not all earth angels are star seeds and vice versa. Maybe Laura probably knows huge amounts more about these things than I do. But let me just simply ask about this, Michael. For her dog, is her pet an earth angel or an elevated star seed? He's just saying they are not one and the same. You're correct in making that advisement. He's just saying. And not that one thing is better than another. That's me. And then to her guidance, it would be what, please? Yeah, I'm hearing, and it may not split any difference for you, but he's saying she's a Palladian starseed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's been ill for like since August. Her liver count in the blood. Mm-hmm. It's way high, like instead of the 120 it was like a 760, and she's been on this liver medication for like 6 months and it's not healing.
Well, when we get to the offer, one of the first offer is a session, really, and the session can be either for a person or an animal, so you might want to consider that. I will say this, of course, also is that if it's a person or animal's time to depart and transition from this life form, I don't really feel that date can be moved, although Michael talks about longevity. I think let's call it a timeline, the timeline can be inched forward, but I'm happy to, help the pet if you move to that. Again, I don't need to even see anybody, I never have. All Michael likes to have, and again, there have been exceptions to this, if the person or animal is not you know, available, especially if we're talking a person, I suppose. You know, it can be done. Of course, I do the invocation if a person is not available to be on a phone line or land, you know, interconnection, then we do it without. But otherwise, you know, that use of imagery, you know, I still present it to the animal and or the person. And, you know, I would be happy to, you know, work with your pet. It's,
can you ask Michael that if she's picking it up from me, like she's, I'm totally stressed out, if she's picking up my energy?
Well, even without asking, that animals do, you know.
Yeah, most pets do, yeah.
Yeah, so
okay,
they will, you know, that's part of the reason Michael's quite aware and has a whole nother ascension modality in that, and teaching really about elevating our home space so that everybody that lives in there can be more prosperous in a lot of different ways. And and that's important. You know, I would say to anyone listening, at least place some crystal bowl tone in your house to try to elevate the frequencies that you may be co-joining with her, or vice versa. I think you said it's a her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coco Chanel.
and open the windows a little, you know, 1 to 2 inches, 3 inches at the most, so that whatever low level energies are in there, anything that falls outside of love is a layer or a toxin that they can start to be drawn out of the space.
Okay.
Awesome. Good. Thank you, Chanel.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, dear.
And you know, I mentioned this before on another call, but I told, you know, Neil, I said, you are not to pick up anything from me, no matter what is going on. You are not to take any of my stuff on. I don't care, but you're not. Right. So I made that clear, because I, you know, don't want that. I know they do it, but I said, no, I will take care of my own stuff.
You know, I'm glad you did, but I'm not convinced that works all the time.
I know. I think I would be so heartbroken if something happened to them and it was because of, it's my thing, you know, it's like, oh, I would just be so heartbroken.
You know, most of the time my experience is it wouldn't be that they pick up an illness necessarily, that, you know, they pick up the emotional body. You know, I don't think there's necessarily I have hypertension. My dog has hypertension, you know?
Right. Right.
But it always serves us well to, you can certainly make that intention like Alara did. And it always serves us well to be aware that everything is energy,
yeah.
You know? And to that end, you know, we use forms of protection when we all should be using forms of protection in our lives, because there's interference from other, you know, we're talking about just co-mingling of energies now. So that those types of energies, of course, can be commingled also. Part of what I'm going to do in a little bit is share some frankincense and explain why, and then do some of the, you know, techniques themselves.
All right. So do you want to, I know we still want to do a process and we still want to talk about the special offers. What do you want to do first?
I think we should talk about the offer, because again, after the processes, you know, someone may be very relaxed, or maybe they're releasing and yawning, yeah, sure. or something. So
and it's so funny that I started talking about the dogs and they both came and are now in the room.
You know, there are times that the Palladians can move bones back in place. I'm talking about this dog misalignment with the spine. How do I, you know, again, it wasn't like Michael said, oh, they can do everything but I never heard that. In fact, why can I say that? It's because people have testimony to me that they have. So, you know, how quickly that's done, that can be a variable, you know. So
I'm sharing my screen to share the package info. So the package A is the private session and the animal codes bonus.
Okay, it's pretty simple offer, I think, really. The first package is, you know, a private session, and whatever level is appropriate for you. And by that, I mean, if you've had a first attunement, or even if you've had a second attunement, then the appropriateness is a third level. So, you know, if you're moved to that, it's once I'm notified, you know, we'll need to straighten that out so that I know what protocol to talk about. It may be worded for people, but I'm certainly open it up to animals. So if you have an animal to bring forward, we would pretty much go through the same thing. Okay. And there, I think we made two payment options for that. Scheduling is done by email, intake forms, email, follow-up forms to support you after our time together. Scheduling, all of that is done through email to my email to my office. And, you know, again, once you're notified, that's how you would obtain it if you don't are not already connected. The bonus I put in there were some can be very useful. Maybe they're newer to you all, or maybe not, but the Archangel's been asking me to spread knowledge about star codes for the last 10 years, I'd say. They're in the book, his book of animals, some of them. This particular bonus is an introduction, really, to help some of you choose to work with them for your animals. The other two packages are really for healers only, those with energy experience, and it's part of my recruitment process. If you're not an energy worker yourself, but you know of someone, please pass, you know, this, feel free to share this with them. Package B is training for level one to be a practitioner, and the prerequisites are energy experience. You can't be a newbie, it's too advanced. Mm-hmm. And the reading of Michael's book, which still stands, a 2012 book, and that's included in the offer. So that's package B. Most of all of the materials except live time with me, which it also includes, we schedule that, but there are visual modules, and that's how I continue to train, you know, practitioners. I don't go anywhere anymore to train people.
And package C.
Package C is the same thing for animals. That's the only distinction. A discount off of $100 discount off the regular training. So if you're interested in either one or both of those, you know, you would again contact me, let me know which, if not both modalities. That'd be super duper, wouldn't it?
Of course, absolutely.
Some practitioners actually are certified in both, some certainly only one or the other. And just to make one other quick point about those practitioner programs, the animal program will have more of my lifetime, and we may conduct them in a group with dates that are workable for everybody. There's replays on everything, so if you wouldn't make a time, you know, you'll have a visual replay to watch the teaching all over again. And in a lot of ways, I think, you know, Zoom and free conference call, all these things, they've made learning better.
Mm-hmm. You know, oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it's eternal, you know, that you can continue to watch and do. And so very much want to keep healing the animals. And, you know, years ago, Michael said the animals have been waiting. And sometimes we felt and saw them coming running, especially the equines. You know, if you're an equine lover, we didn't really spell it out, but you certainly could approach me about that too. It's a different curriculum. Certainly horses are different than dogs and cats. They would chatter among themselves how they were waiting. So that's nice. What those last two packages are about. If you're not sure if you have, you know, the energy experience that's needed, necessary, just simply email me and we'll look at it together.
Yeah, awesome. So again, those packages A, B, and C are available at alara.at/show/Kelly3. And of course, there are part payment plans available. And use the code TACS10 for 24 hours to get the discount from me, the gift from me, okay?
Beautiful.
Uh, So again, oh, somebody was asking, Melissa, how far out are you scheduling your personal sessions?
You know, when I am on shows like Alara's, and I'm not on very many anymore, and that's by choice. I'm over 60. I get to pick and choose who I want to work with.
Yeah, true.
and so there's a joke there somewhere. I hope people are smiling, but I open my schedule to facilitate these things. That's, you know, part of the really the blessing of being able to work with Alara. And, you know, so I make space. You're not going to have to wait long. On the other hand, if someone's interested in the package, you know, I hope I don't hear from you a year from now, because then things get a little hazy.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, no worries there. Okay.
And
I don't really tire, by the way. You know, some days I'll do one session after. I don't tire. I'll do one session after another. Certain types of work that I do, I do need more of a respite, but not this.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Again, alara.at/show/Kelly3. And powerful modalities, powerful sessions. So take advantage of it for yourself. And, you know, if you've never had a session with Kelly, you know, then you'll get the first achievement. If you've already had one before, let her know, and then she'll schedule for the second or third or whatever it is for you. So part that intake form is going to help you with setting all that up. Okay.
One other quick thing, if I may, before we move into the things that I'd like to do, and that is, you know, if we refer to it to a fifth to ninth dimensional, two things have come to mind. Second attunements, one of the upgrades is done by bringing in the energy of the Council of 9 to 12 in the closure. And when I channel them, they, by nature, that's one of the upgrades from a prior level. You know, they are beings from the ninth to 12th dimensions that number into the millions that Michael says are here for our ascension. And then he literally said, when that's completed, they'll go back to their other jobs. So somewhere I was talking about the dimensionality. Oh, shoot. This is what happens, people. Well, if the thought comes back, it will come back. Okay.
Martha's asking, can we purchase more than one session?
Oh, Martha, I appreciate this. I'm asked about this sometimes, and you mean for yourself, I suppose. And yes, I would. If you say, oh boy, I'd love this and I'm drawn to this, you know, you certainly could, but any, let's say you want a first attunement and a second, or it's your second and you want a third. Again, you certainly are welcome and encouraged, and I'm thrilled that you would, but we would still wait the period of time, you know, 40 days, 45 days to allow integration. Sometimes, you know, my feeling on this is this also. If it's done any else, you know, what is my feeling on this? If I would say to someone, oh, yes, purchase first, second and third level attunements. Mm-hmm. You know, it usually doesn't work that way, because you want to see what happens. You know, you might have instantaneous healing in 2 weeks. And again, that doesn't mean you can't benefit from these other levels. Again, why would the Archangel give them to me? But, you know, we'll just let it, you know, roll and flow, you know,
Just know that the special offer will still be available if you want to purchase again later after 40 days or a month or whatever.
How long is that available? That might be.
Usually the special offers are available for the whole season, and then they go on to like a special page, but they're still available, you know. Okay. So as long as until you say, Kelly, take my offer off, they're available until then.
Okay. All right. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So, thank you.
Not for like 5 years, but for at least two seasons, you know, so this season and the next season.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So hopefully that helps. All right. So, Kelly, you want to do the process?
Yes. There's going to be a couple different techniques that I'm going to use for the modality, and I'm going to get started now. So if y'all want to close your eyes, you can. If your feet are on the floor, that's probably well and good. Doesn't have to be. I'm going to do, if you want to do your own invocation yourselves now, why don't you? I mean, there's not one and only one. So I'm going to do my invocation. I'm going to do what's called locating your column of light. Then I'm going to share with everyone something called rocking the baby, explain it. Then I'm going to move to something called banding, explain it. Move to something called small banding, explain it. Then I'm going to share with everyone how I would in a session, the giving of frankincense. And then if we have any time, if anybody wants to share, I think that can always be enlightening. All right, so I'm doing my invocation. I'm projecting everybody here in front of me on a table. You all stacked on top of one another. All right, so at this time, I'm going to do my invocation silently, okay, if you want to all do your own. It's always a good idea, you know, especially when you're doing energy work. And so this time I have to call on all the being of all the spirit guides, all the fabulous and the later, all the ranking file, all the ascended master God to surround us and protect us, the expansion of these experiences in the I am consciousness, the inner that I am. All right, my invocation is complete. Sharing with everyone, starting to share with everyone now something called rocking the baby. And again, you may not have a sensation, don't fret about it. Everybody's different. Again, if people are listening to the replay, the energies will all transfer over. But the purpose of rocking the baby, and why Michael named this rocking the baby, is because he says it's the same feeling they felt when they, including pets, were in the womb, W-O-M-B. Peace and calm, rocking the baby, peace and calm. So if you want to imagine that you're lying on a massage table, I would say even in a star-shaped position, if you wanted to visualize that, and I'm walking around the space here now, sharing, rocking the baby. Where there's peace and calm, there can be no illness in our bodies. Again, it's one of the very first things that every animal, every person comes through the modality. There is some standard protocol, and there is very unique protocol for the individual or animal that's brought forward. All right, the next thing I'd like to do is, if you want to imagine me standing by the side of your bodies, as Michael has said, most people look to him to be like an onion with too many layers. And so if there are references to layers in the modality sequence, then it's anything that falls outside of love. So I'm going to gently reach over everybody now and remove these energetic layers that very much look like peeling an onion, okay? Maybe you'll see this. If you do, you could comment. You don't have to see anything, but that's what I'm going to do. It's got a name. It's called banding. Again, a person or animal's perception level has no bearing on what they're receiving. I'm going to follow that up with something called small banding. And the image I'd like everyone to have in their minds is, it's very similar to squeezing water out of a dirty towel. Like imagine I'm wringing water out of a towel. And this is done energetically on the harmonic grid over a person or animal's spine. you might think of it as a purification process. Michael, anything else you want done now? He would suggest that I give everybody, set a bouquet in their hands. So what type of bouquet? Do you want to be specific? He said, let them identify it. So there's a bouquet. Anything else you would like done? Oh, frankincense. Thank you. So in this modality, we use frankincense for cosmic protection. Again, if you want to imagine, I'm kind of gliding this essence over your capsule. That's what another image for everybody, that we're in a capsule. That's a three-dimensional capsule. And actually, the way Michael taught me how to do this is he asked me if I ever waxed a car. And I said, yes, I waxed a car when I was little. Remember back in the day, if you're of my age category, you used to actually wax your cars at home. I think some of us did anyway. So I said, you're going to do it in the same way, only I want you to do it this way, this way. And so that's largely how he taught me a lot of analogies in my own life, which I appreciated because I get impressions of things, but I'm not what you might call a terrific clairvoyant. So is there anything else? Okay, I'd like to project lemon oil into the palm of your hands. If an animal were to be brought forth, it would go in all four paws or hooves. So what is this for? This is for the amplification of joy. Anything else you would like done at this time about this? Ask them to bring the bouquet up to their noses and smell them, or some may bring the bouquet up to their lips. Is there anything else you'd like to say at this time or have me do at this time? Well, he's saying, remember to invite them to love themselves as they love others, and to give grace to themselves as they give grace to others. Mother Earth wants to say something. If I can maybe close with that. What is that? What does she want? What do you want to say there, Mother Earth? Mother Earth wants to say, it's imperative, if not mandatory, at this time in the Earth's ascension processes, that when possible, everyone kneels down upon my soil, not about me, she's saying, but kneeling down on my soil, or seated on it if kneeling is not possible. If seated and standing and kneeling are not possible, then, excuse me, one may be standing. And what would you like us to do when we're outside standing? Oh, give grace to anything in particular? Oh, well, she's just saying the soil upon which we stand, because some things are not exactly cleared up just yet. I would ask this most humbly and respectfully, yours truly, Mother Earth. Is that it then, Michael? Yeah, I think that's it. Anybody there?
Awesome. Thank you. Yes, we're here. So how is everybody doing? What did you experience? What did you receive? And what did you perceive? There's just so much happening. Martha says, lovely. Pat says, thank you. It was like one thing after the other was happening. You know, it's like the frankincense. Linda said, I believe you said something about frankincense. It was great. Pat Seibert said, smelled fresh cut roses. Awesome. Mm. And yellow roses for me, Martha said. Awesome. Good.
And speaking of roses, if that's largely what Michael, people feel they, or know that Michael, you know, what the bouquet was comprised of, there's a lot of feminine figures in the modality also. We focused on, you know, sometimes people have a very angelic or saintly experience. Sometimes it's a Christ experience, more of a Christ experience. Certainly when we scatter rose petals on a person, and that's done at almost in every level, Mother Mary contributes, Mary Magdalene contributes, usually Lady Portia that can be linked with Saint Germain. They're usually the three guides that show up with the essences of rose petals. And so imagine most of your audience may know what the different colors of the rose petals are about.
Yeah, I think so. Thanks for the roses, Archangel Michael, says Carolyn. And Maria said, hi, so wonderful. My body rocked back and forth and it felt so wonderful. Good.
Great.
And Pat Seibert says, deeply connected to Mother Earth during the invocation.
Okay, awesome. Wonderful. Yeah, thank you.
And Mirlu says, thank you, Michael, Mother Earth, and Kelly. My bouquet grew up huge when Mother Earth came. Oh, nice. Good. It got bigger when Mother Earth came forward. Right. Awesome.
Awesome.
Be willing to receive, right? And at the same time, Mother Earth wants us all to offer grace, right? To where we're standing, where we're living, where we are on the planet.
Yes, because there's still some wounds within her. Now, that's kind of new to me. I mean, because in the Book of Animals, she says her splinters, as she called them, have been released. So I'm guessing from that last little bit that some new splinters have occurred, you know, of some type from some source.
Nice. Oh, Chanel says, thank you so much. I happen to have a bouquet of roses and my dog smells it and liked it. Oh yeah. So I just remember too about the lemon scent. So my dogs are here and I just imagined the lemon essence going over them, you know? So they have more joy. They're very joyful as it is, but more joy. Dogs are very joyful, which is great. Bring me lots of joy.
I will say this, it triggered a thought in my mind, and that is when we do a session, it's one person or one pet. There are some occasions where I might do two pets together, but generally a shield is put up between people and animals. That doesn't mean you have to keep them out of the room, but their modality is a little different. We don't know if they'll be releasing and so on and so forth. So generally that's kind of how that's handled on my end anyway.
Awesome. Good. All right. Anybody have any other questions about the packages, the personal session, the healing modalities? If you need to know anything more about that, let us know. Wow. We talked about so much, Kelly. Like, oh my goodness. I think we covered everything that we had wanted to cover today.
All righty. That sounds terrific.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the list. We did everything. Yay! Awesome. Whew. So should we just, you know, drink lots of water, relax, take it easy, go connect with Mother Earth to keep receiving, or we're good?
You know, I think water is always a wonderful tool. We've all, you know, been together in a group, and that always tends to magnify things. So, yeah, some of you may have releases from that little bit that was done, and hopefully by now everybody's well-versed through your show about what those may appear to be like, but they should be very minor. We didn't even really, you know, in my world do very much of the work that's done. So, if you just drink plenty of water.
Yeah, for sure. And no, you don't have to wait for all the payments in to book your session, et cetera, or start with the training, et cetera.
Right. That's right.
Awesome. Good.
Well, thank you so very much, everybody.
Thank you so much, Kelly. And thank you, Archangel Michael. And thank you, Mother Earth, Gaia, for coming in as well. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for all your questions. I think we got most of them. So thank you. Wonderful session, Kelly. Thank you so much.
All my pleasure. Thank you so very much, everyone.
All right, everyone, until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.